Canadian mice.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, what's the difference between Canadian mice and American mice?
What? Well, I don't know any difference. Why?
Well, it just seems to me like Canadian mice get sick an awful lot.
Sam, what in the world are you talking
well,
about?
Well, I hear nearly every day on the television that this or that product caused this or that disease in Canadian mice. Now, why don't they use American mice if they're doing experiments?
Well, I don't know. I ain't never thought about it.
Well, I sure have. Now, it's the same old story. Nothing's American anymore. Everybody's buying Japanese cars and Korean-made shirts, and all our diseases is coming from Canada.
Oh, they ain't coming from Canada, Sam. They're just testing these things on Canadian mice.
But why are they using Canadian mice? Now, how can we know anything about American diseases if they don't use American mice?
Oh, Sam, my lad, what's the difference?
Well, a lot. There must be. It's cold up there. Lots of things is different.
Oh, well, I still say, what's the difference?
Well, now, for instance, the television said them scientists has found that leisure suits cause cancer in Canadian mice.
So?
You can't wear a leisure suit in Canada. It's too cold. Them mice froze to death. Didn't have nothing to do with cancer at all.
You probably got a point, as bad as I hate to admit it.
Sure, oh yeah, I got a point. Now, another goofy thing they said was that if them mice are overexposed to Donnie and Marie, that they get sugar diabetes. Now, that don't prove nothing. They ain't the same race.
I wouldn't worry about them experiments. Mice is mice, no matter where they live.
Now, I don't know, Jesse. The only experiment that I really believe in is the one they just done that I heard about.
Well, what's that?
Well, they found out if you give a Canadian mouse 4 gallons of any kind of Diet Cola a day for 7 days, he'll explode.